But for the purposes here, when you look at the Black-Scholes formula or binomial model, a striking thing is that the mean of the underlying asset price is not in the Black-Scholes model. And the subjective probability of an up move is not directly in the binomial model. You just have to know the risk-neutral probability, remember, not the subjective probability, which I call Q. That is a fortunate fact. Because if we really had to know what the mean was to estimate the value of an option, particularly just looking at the time series of price movements of an asset, and infer from that what the mean was likely to be. All we get from the past is a sample mean. And every day you can think of there's some population out there, we're drawing a sample from it. All we get to see is the sample. We never get to look at that population from which it's drawn. And we look at the sample and we try to infer from the sample, like detectives, as I used the analogy earlier. Like detectives, our clues are this sample, and we try to figure out the murderer or what the population is from that sample. And the problem with the mean is, there's two problems. First, it's going to take many, many, many years to get a very accurate mean. I give an example a little later, which looks at the stock market. I try to have a relatively realistic example. If the true mean is 10%, that after 25 years, there's a 1/6 probability that we will actually calculate a mean that's greater than 14%. And there's a 1/6 probability the sample mean will actually be less than 6%. The true mean is 10%. Even if you waited 25 years, 1/3 of the time you're going to have a 4% error, around the 10%. So your sort of confidence intervals are 6 to 14%. That's a big band. And it matters a lot, you probably know this, whether you get 14% per annum or 6% per annum over 25 years. One spells poverty, and the other spells great wealth. The second point is that you cannot cure the problem the way statisticians like to cure problems. The way they like to cure problems is they like to go out and get a bigger sample. Just sample more, have more observations, and we will do better. Well, you can do better if you go longer than 25 years, but if by sampling more, I mean just sample more often. Don't observe every year, get a return every day, every week, every second. That doesn't help at all. So you can't save yourself by sampling more frequently. Okay. And then finally, I should add, there's obviously a reason not even do 25 years, because the model in which all this is based is assuming a stationary random walk, so that the population is constant. You're always drawing the same return from this distribution. The mean of that population is constant. But in real life, it isn't. It's moving around. And so there's every reason to think that we shouldn't go back too far in time, because the world 25 years ago is different in terms of the mean than the world we're living in today. If we went back to Paleolithic times, I wonder what the mean of the distribution would be. But if you took the random walk model seriously, you'd want to go back to Paleolithic times. That would help you improve your estimate. For all those reasons, it's very fortunate we don't have to estimate means to estimate option prices.